I think a lot of us felt as though Mike Glennon was being packaged to trade, either as a move up or something, because he doesn't seem to fit what Tedford has done in the past, which does not necessarily mean what Tedford's going to do moving forward. But when you look at what McCown does and what Kafka does, you got a little bit more athletic quarterback than maybe Mike Glennon is. But then Lovey comes out with the bombshell that Glennon is the future quarterback at Tampa Bay. I'm calling BS on this one myself. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Listen, you ever tried to sell a used car, an old car? Anybody out there ever tried to sell a car? Now, when you try to sell the car, now, if you don't need the car, you don't need the money. It's a family, you know, situation. You're going to sell it to your family member. You might give them a discount. Say, look, this is what's wrong. The AC don't really work too well. You got to get the brakes fixed. If you're trying to maximize profit, you're going to say, this is the best damn car you've ever seen in your life. I've got a bunch of sentimental value built into this car. I would hate to have to part ways with this 1967 Chevelle. But if you make me a great offer, I just might have to do it. I don't want to do it, but if you make me a great offer, I might have to do it. That's how the game is played, man. And I know it's been a long time since we had people in charge who knew how to play the game. So a lot of us might have forgotten how it goes. But if you're going to trade a guy, you're not going to say, we don't really need this guy. He all right. You know, he's okay. We could have him or not have him, really. It doesn't really matter. No, you tell him he's the best thing since sliced bread. If you want him, you're going to have to come up off more than a seventh-round pick. Start talking at the fifth round, and we might have some. But right now, this is our quarterback of the future. He's the next Tom Brady. He's the next any quarterback you can name that's ever been to a Pro Bowl, I promise you. But you know what? Here's what lets you know. There ain't a backup in the NFL that is the future of anything for sure. Because next year, there's going to be more quarterbacks that come out. And guess what? He's going to get measured up against them because he ain't the starting quarterback. And I can tell you, because I was a backup for 6 of my 7 years in the league, there is no such thing as the future of this. Ryan Mallett was probably sitting at home eating chicken wings, watching the TV thinking, I'm the future of the position in New England. And about choked when they took Jimmy Garoppolo yesterday. So this just goes to tell you, this is how you play the game. And look, I want people out there to know something else, too, because you know how I feel about Lovey. Was blessed to see him the other day for Derrick Brooks' Ring of Honor ceremony and got a chance to talk to him for a second. I love Lovey to death. Me and Lovey go back to when I was in college because he coached DBs at Tennessee for a while. He is a man of God. He was not lying because you know what? When he says he's our quarterback of the future, hell, he's the only quarterback on the roster other than Kafka. And they ain't trying to trade Kafka. So, yeah, right now, today, that day, when he said this, he was absolutely the quarterback of the future. But for the right price.
He could be your quarterback in the future.
Anybody can get it for the right price.
Yeah, the future could be 2 hours.